Well, good morning and welcome to the Be the Edge Challenge call this morning. We're glad to have you with us. I want to talk a little bit about today about Jesus and who he was in the world and why he was who he was. There's a great article in Biola Magazine by Klaus Eisler that talks to us about Jesus when he came, why he came the way he did. He talks about that if you could imagine being together with the Godhead as they were thinking about what are we going to have Jesus do to prepare him for that 3 years of ministry, 36 months, that will launch the kingdom of God on planet Earth that will then continue to forever. See, as they sat around trying to figure out what he would do, the conversation was what kind of life experience would best prepare Jesus for his later public ministry, for his distinctive divine human role as Messiah and Savior of the world, according to Eisler. I think he's right. He also challenged us that they might have sent Jesus into a priestly family. John the Baptist, that's what he was born into. And he could spend his day studying scripture, praying, going to the temple. But they didn't choose to do that with Jesus. Could have sent him to a military family. Could have come in and learned how to be a warrior and be ready to bring and usher in through military might his kingdom to this planet. But they didn't choose that. Could have chose a politician. He could have been Caesar's kid. And then he would have been perfectly positioned, right, to take over. But instead, Jesus came into a layperson's family, and he devoted the bulk of his young life, years of his life, to working at a, quote, what we would call secular job. Now, that seems kind of surprising, especially in today's culture, where sometimes secular work is viewed as maybe less than Christian full-time vocation. We know that's not the case with Jesus. We know that wasn't what the plan was when he was sent here. So I want us to realize as we jump in here, business played a significant role in his life, and it continues to play a vital role in God's ongoing work today. But not business, business people. The word in the ancient Greek was tekton, and this was the one that King Jimmy translated as carpenter. It literally meant builder. Matter of fact, in Jesus' day, probably what he was a stonemason. I don't know if you've been in the Middle East, but there's a lot more stone that was used in rock to build than wood. I'm sure he could build a great chair and table. Matter of fact, probably built the very best since he built the wood it was made from. But anyway, he was a builder. He was apprenticed to his dad at 12. And as the oldest son, he would have taken over his dad's business when he died. Scripture makes it clear that sometime Joseph died before Jesus ever launched into his ministry. So Jesus spent 18 years as a business person before launching his 3-year ministry that would eventually launch his dad's kingdom. He ran his dad's business. He was a businessman longer than the Savior on this planet. More than half of his parables, 22 of the 36, were business-based. Work is the story, but advancing God's kingdom is the deeper purpose. Jesus came to restore all things that are broken. That begins with us in relationship with him, but it extends to our work. Our influence on others, our staff, our employees, our vendors, our customers, is a natural byproduct of our relationship with Jesus. How we allow God's Spirit to permeate every aspect of our DNA determines who we are becoming. We are, as we've talked about on this call in the past, the salt of the earth, the light of the world. We're the iron that sharpens. Jesus didn't say we should be, remember? He said, you are. With that being true, what kind are we? Are we seasoning that brings flavor, creating thirst for more, illuminating, clarifying? Are we that kind of a light, giving brilliance and color to our world and our work environments? Are we dull or sharp? Are we able to sharpen? Or are we blunting the edges that we encounter? God has placed us here in the positions of work, most of us on this call, in areas of leadership and work, to make sure that our life and our work environments reflect the God who created us, who made us, who loves us, and then who sent us here. Jesus was a businessman first. Hear me again. Jesus ran a business to learn how to teach the lessons he taught, to learn how to share the principles that he shared, to learn how to live and model what he lived and modeled. God has put you in a place of business, in a place of influence, to do the same thing for those you encounter, to be salt and light. Hey, your calling, your ministry, it is your business. Now today we want to challenge you to go be the edge. Check out the newsletter. Check out the virtual lunches that we have coming up. We are available at betheedge.com. Grab the Edge Daily app and be challenged a little bit in how to start your day each day. Hey, we're doing these new branded 10-minute calls for your business and your organization. Check those out as well. Otherwise, have a great day and go be the edge.